What's up, everybody?
We are doing a college radio interview. It's been a while since I haven't brought the right equipment on site, but for the man of the hour, the co-main event. Woo! Nice. Ooh. See, we can finish my lines. Amazing. The co-main event of CFFC 104, Pumi and Kuta underscore MMA on Instagram. Same on Twitter. Same on Twitter.
Baby.
And he's getting active on
same
Twitter.
Same on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. We gotta fix MMA Twitter up a little bit. No.
I saw that tweet, man. Can you explain why? I know why, but can you explain why?
So here's the thing about Twitter. Usually there's a lot of nonsense, but with MMA Twitter especially, it seems like there's too much nonsense. All right, too many people who don't train, too many people who give opinions without training, and too many people who swear they have all the answers, yet they don't even know where to find the right answers. I can't take it, but I'm eventually one day gonna put a stop to this mess on MMA Twitter.
Amazing, man. He's not only stopping opponents in the cage, but he's putting a stop to a hostile environment on Twitter. Now, when it comes to the media, they're credible because they watch every weekend, but aside from that, do they kind of push the boundaries and kind of like pissing you guys off? Besides me, your boy, Ike Feldman, are there other medias that you're like, dude, why don't you put on some gloves? Why don't you go for a jog? Why don't you try a jiu-jitsu class? I appreciate people like Brandon Fitzgerald, Grandy for Bellator, guys who are new in the game, but they want to be better. Todd Grisham, I think, is mixing up with Joey V. What's your take on a lot of talkers, not so many walkers?
I think you got to walk a little bit, man. You know what I mean? Just a little bit. I'm not throwing any slack or hating on anybody, but there are some guys out there, man, that give advice or they give analysis or they try and break fights down, but you can just tell, man, they haven't been to a jiu-jitsu class. You know, they might be using the wrong terminology. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of getting, you know, an underhook and looking for things like that, they might say, oh, you know, he puts his arm here, or, you know what I mean, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, man, I think as a martial artist, the only way you get better at learning about martial arts, talking about martial arts, is by doing it. You know what I mean? And I think you can watch some and know a little bit, but dude, I think you're really stunting the amount of knowledge you know by not, you know, training. And for the guys that don't train but think they're analysts, I can honestly say that no matter how long or how much you've been analyzing martial arts, no matter how long you've been an analyst for mixed martial arts, you will always know infinitely less than a guy who's probably making their amateur debut. Because at the end of the day, that guy who's at least making his amateur debut, they've been in the ring, they've had the kinks, they know what works, what doesn't work. They can, one, read technique differently because they actually are in the technical environment and they're not just kind of making guesses and trying to play off analysis, but they actually can live and thrive in that environment. But also, not for nothing, at the end of the day, it's just experience, man. You know what I mean? Like, I can't sit up here and say, and teach you how to get girls, meanwhile I don't ever go and talk to a girl. That just doesn't ever make sense, you know what I'm saying? But for some reason, in mixed martial arts, you have analysts who never stepped in a ring, never stepped in a gym, never even stepped on a mat, that think they can speak more about it than those who are actually in there. That part I just don't like.
My goodness. What a beautiful answer from CFFC champion, history-making
I'm tired
champion.
Of it. That's why. It's because I'm tired of it.
Oh, my gosh. He's not tired. He's got plenty of energy. But holy moly. Again, we're being joined by Pumi and Kuta. Let's make this a plug for Law MMA. I know Rampage Jackson on the Fight Companion with Brendan Schaub. He said, you know, everybody should get a fight, you know, just to experience it. Maybe we'll humble you. Maybe we'll have a better world. Let's rewind for a minute. Even just stepping in the gym. Yeah. Can you tell people it's not so big, bad, and scary? Like, I see some guys who weigh 110 pounds on the mat trolling around who definitely aren't Mr. Steal Your Girls out there.
Yeah.
No offense to any of them, Harry. But
the bookie's basement. We're hitting up.
Can you make this a plug for Law MMA? Why is this gym the perfect gym to start your martial art journey?
Oh, man. Law is perfect, man. And I honestly think it's perfect because it's your everyday normal guy can come here and train, man. and you know, train at all levels. I think that's the really cool thing I like about this gym is, dude, from the moment I walked into the gym, my first day, I was, I just moved in from Hofstra. I was an 18-year-old kid, didn't know much. I was just a fan who wanted to chase his dreams, man. I walk into the gym, I see Ray Longo. He's not avoiding the classes, you know what I mean?
We're actually in his
office right now. But yeah, man, he was sitting right there in the lobby, talking, hanging out. I go out and I do the class. Ray Longo's teaching the class. He's asking Ally Quinto what he thinks about me, you know what I mean? My first day at the gym. And then I think it was either him or was it Chris that first day. But it might have been Chris, man. I know either Chris gave me a ride the first day or Ray the second day or vice versa. But either way, man, you got both of those guys who gave me a ride. And at that time, Chris Weidman was a middleweight champion of the world.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, like, these are just, they're just good people at the end of the day, man. You know, the belts mean nothing here. You know, winning the fights, you know, don't get me wrong, it's cool. But at the end of the day, man, it's more so about just camaraderie, hanging out, you know, and chasing dreams with your friends, man. And that's the thing. I think that's the best part about this gym is everybody from top to bottom, from the Chris Weidmans and Matt Serras to the guy, you know, like the Jose's who are in here, like, that you don't even really know.
Sorry, Harry. Sorry, Jose.
Yeah, everybody's just normal dude, man. They just want to come in, train, get into work, and, yeah, no one's really here to, you know, break balls or, you know, or kind of, I guess, ruin anybody's day, you know what I'm saying, or come in here because they got, even people come in here really because they got problems in life, like, you don't really even see so much of that, man. It's really just people who just want to come, train, learn martial arts, and be good people. That's it.
100%. And guys, this is right down the block. Just Google Law MMA. It is a powerhouse. And
one again, Commercial Avenue, Garden City, New York, baby. That's it.
Oh, man. Now all the groupies are going to come for Pumi. No, I'm just kidding, man. You're looking fantastic. You're looking phenomenal.
Thank you.
I saw you about maybe 10, 14 days over Zoom, of course,
yeah,
on following your last fight. Man, in person, I know it's not Zoom. You seem sharp. You seem on point. Al Yaquinta, now, he said Yaquinta. I'm just doing the Helwani, the Adesanya.
All right. I was looking at you like, really? We're saying his name like that? But all
right,
cool.
He said Khabib's the only person who said it right. And he said because there's an Italian player on the Italian soccer team that's the same name.
Oh, shoot.
Interesting, but I'm trying to pump now.
So I've been saying it wrong.
But he never corrected anybody. I mean, it's like,
Al, dude, if you're listening to this, please correct us. Like, I don't want to say it wrong.
He's got the Ryan Hall shoulder shrug right now. Just oh, my gosh. But Al says he sells more houses. As he trims down the weight, gets the six-pack popping out again, he just is more focused in his life. For you, is that the case, or are you just always on point?
I think that's the thing, is I'm always training, so I'm always on point. You know, if I'm not training, then who knows, man? Maybe all the other things in my life might start falling apart a little bit. But one thing I can tell you is this, is mixed martial arts is my life. So, you know, a lot of people, they don't like saying that. A lot of people, they try and look for a life outside of the sport. For me, man, this is my life. So I'm in the gym training all the time. I'm always in shape. I'm always booking. And I think for that reason alone, I'm not only always sharp in here, you know, with martial arts skills, but it kind of keeps my brain sharp just in general, man. I'm always taking away, yeah. Smash too, hey, I'll beat anybody in Smash Brothers. But yeah, man, I think at the end of the day, man, it really just, it keeps my brain sharp, moving, and it's just constant problem solving. That's what I love about martial arts.
Again, we're being joined by Pumi Nkuta fighting this Friday, December 17th, CFFC, Robert Haydack's production, CM Punk on the broadcast. You got John Morgan, CFFC 104, co-main event. Pumi Nkuta versus Jason Eastman. I'm like Al in that sense where, I don't know, if I see Thanksgiving, it's like, all right, that's a date. New Year's, that's a date. I need dates, man. Otherwise, I fall apart. And, like, my wife's crazy. She's like, we have a birthday party for our one-year-old. Can you get the sheetrock done? I'm like, I'll get it done 24 hours before. I'm taping, spackling, sanding. Oh, my gosh. I work well with dates. I need to do more of the Pumi Nkuta, aka the George St. Pierre style, just the lifelong martial artist, man. Maybe it will be when I'm older.
Look, here's the thing at the end of the day. You gotta look at least for me, like as a mixed martial artist, like with life, it's different, man, right? Because you might have a job, whatever, and you know, your family might be more important than your job. Dude, if that's the case, you shouldn't be working like a dog, you know what I mean? Go spend time with your family. But in mixed martial arts, for me, you look at the guys who are the best at the top. You look at the guys like, you know, George St. Pierre, Khabib, Demetrius Johnson. Dude, I don't want to be just some guy that made it to the UFC. Like, no offense to Mike Perry, but that's not what I want my legacy to be. No offense to even guys like, I don't know, even let's say someone like it's a Vitor Belfort, man. Like, someone who won the title once. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be looked at as among the greats, the all-time greats. How did George get there? How did Khabib get there? Mighty Mouse? By never stopping working. Same thing with Michael Jordan. He was always working, always getting better. Same thing with Kobe. If you want to be that kind of guy, you got to live that kind of life, man. And I can truly, honestly say I live that life.
I believe it, but who am I? You know, when somebody like Matt Serra says, no, this guy is the guy. It's like, it says something. It's written in stone. And with God's help, everything will work out, man. Again, this Friday, December 17th, Pumi and Kuta co-main event against Jason Eastman from American Top Team, my man. This is Power Gym versus Power Gym. How's this fight going to play out? What can you tell us about Jason, and how do you see the fight going?
I mean, I know Jason's tough, man. I know Jason, he can have a habit of breaking his opponents, you know, or...
Is he a wrestler?
Not so much a wrestler, man, but just the way he fights, he doesn't back down. You know what I mean? He's tough. You hit him with a shot, he'll still be there. You know, you try and take him down, he's going to throw up submissions from his back. That's the kind of fight I love, though, man. I love when guys can push. Can guys, you know, guys don't break. That's the kind of fight, man, I'm really looking forward to. Because I'm the kind of person that doesn't break, man. I love going tit for tat, class for class, and seeing who's going to fall, man. And I got no disrespect towards the guy. I mean, I respect him, his martial arts skills. I respect his team. I fought a guy from there, actually. Adrian Halley, my first fight from Bellator. He was an ATT guy. So, you know, I've competed against them before. I know they got great, great group of guys under their belt. But at the end of the day, man, he's tough, but I just know I'm tougher. I think that's it. And I just want to prove that and show that. You know, don't get me wrong. I know he's going to come out and show he's tough. But no matter how tough he shows, I just want to show that, look, on his best day, he's not better than me, even on my worst day.
Now, you're undefeated. Again, looking great, looking sharp, man. You got to be within range. Like, you seem like completely chiseled, man. Like, how far out are we on the weight cut? How is that going?
Pretty good, man. Like, right now I'm about seven or so.
Oh.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's nothing. Come on.
Ain't nothing. So, just going to eat a bit today. Just drink a bunch when I get home. Keep the water loading up. Got some weight to cut tomorrow. Make weight on Thursday, man, and that's it. You know, luckily for me, I'm a big flyweight, so I have to cut a bit of weight, but I do it intelligently, so I'm not usually struggling until, you know, I get to around 26. You know what I mean? That's when it starts getting tough. So we're money, baby. We're money.
Are you allowed to put a little pepper or salt on, like, broccoli? Wait, you can't do anything? Oh,
bro,
for me
especially, no sodium, nothing, man. I try and cut the carbs out, too.
Okay. Have you ever done a genetic test? Because Sean O'Malley said he sent an actually like bucket of shit to get a test in the lab to know like how he can make his weight cuts better, how he can get more gains from his post-training recovery.
Yeah.
Have you taken it that far, or are you kind of...
I'll tell you what, man. We don't got a shit in a bucket over here. But we do have a dude by the name of Tony Ricci, who's he's with the Fight Science Institute, and man, they, you know, from boxing to MMA, wrestling, judo, they kind of cover everything, man, in terms of what it takes to kind of get your weight down, to kind of keep a proper nutrition, you know, everything from body fat, water percentage, they kind of got. So I rely on Tony Ricci for a lot of that, man, and he kind of broke down the process of me getting down, also broke down the process of how to rehydrate correctly, too. So luckily for me, I've had him for my entire professional career. I haven't had any problems.
Now, what about the in-camp training? I've heard two sides of this. Henry Cejudo says he has, like, he looks like Bane. He's got, like, wires coming out of every, like, pulse. And Terrence Crawford says he just knows if he feels good or if he doesn't feel good that day. what style do you incorporate in like the midst of the training camp, maybe 5 days out, 5 weeks out? Are you doing anything super technological, or are we overthinking this thing?
I gotta be honest, man. I'm not really thinking super technological, I guess, like that, man. Because
you're sharp. You're so new age. You know how to do podcasts, interviews, Zooms, obviously, video games. You live with some of the most intuitive forward thinkers in Aljamain Sterling and Steve Lee as your roommates. I mean, like attracts like. But you're telling me you're old school in that sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know what it is, though? Like, some things, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I mean? And there's some things in the fight game, don't get me wrong, there's some things people are doing wrong. You know, and I think that's where I've learned, especially in terms of, like we were talking about, weight cutting and rehydration. You know, I kind of take new school approaches in with the weight cutting and rehydration, but I don't need to rely on technology for that.
Steve Lee's not over you while you're sleeping.
I don't need somebody doing all that, man. You know, if my body's not feeling good, I'm gonna take a day off. At the end of the day, man, we don't really do training camps here. So for us, at least me, you know what I mean? For me, I don't do training camps. I just train year round. And then if I have a fight coming up, I just spar a little bit more. So that way I'm used to being in the fire. But other than that, man, like, I'm always in the gym. So I don't really need to do the heart rate monitors to make sure I'm, you know, in this kind of shape or doing this and that. Dude, I'm just training. I'm always in shape. If I feel like I need a day off, I take the day off. If not, we're working.
Amazing, man. And again, this Friday, December 17th, from the Hard Rock Hotel in Atlantic City, co-main event, CFFC 104, Pumi Ankuta against Jason Eastman. It's going to be an amazing fight. I can't wait for this. It is on UFC Fight Pass. Again, guys, this is a big event, a Rob Haydock production, CM Punk, John Morgan. Get your tickets if you're in town. You could go to Hooters the next day when you're hungover. It's a beautiful thing to go to fights.
Come on,
go
man.
To clubs.
You can go to the fight on Friday, chill in Atlantic City on Saturday. Sounds like a good day to me.
Exactly, and the weather's pretty good for December. But Pumi, I really appreciate the time, and good luck this Friday, man.
Anytime, champ. Anytime.
Get the win for the Northeast.
Come on, baby. You already know it. Let's do it, man. My God.